Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Let's get on Daryl. Daryl brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He is the Browns beat reporter for 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com. And the host of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast with he and Andy Baskin. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Anthony, didn't you already get beat in one race by your fiance?
She did. She beat me by, I think, a second and a half at the Mother's Day 5K. 25 weeks pregnant.
He's going to beat her to the grave, though.
Ooh. I'm old.
Yeah, no, I'm older than you. You're not that old.
He's going to be 41 in June.
Oh, he's a baby.
Not a hell with him. Daryl. Deshaun Watson, thoughts?
What, as far as the vacation, his playing prospects this year?
He met with the NFL. When do you think we will have, I can't say a conclusion because everybody's right. Like, oh, he could be suspended again in 2030. Okay. When will we get any news on anything with the NFL? Do you think it happens today? Does it happen next Friday? When does it happen?
No, I don't think it'll be today. It wouldn't shock me if something comes down at 5 p.m. heading into a holiday weekend, though, because that's typically when the NFL releases its bad news. But clearly the investigation is winding down from the league standpoint because they did not only meet with him this week, but they met with his lawyer as well. This is not like a typical legal proceeding, criminal or civil. The NFL compels you to be forthright and honest. In these interviews, you don't have any protections. You can't plead the fifth, those type of things. So I think that, for Deshaun's sake, hopefully he was forthcoming and honest during those interviews, because if the league suspects that he is withholding information from them, the penalties can get severe. The NFL does not take kindly to any type of obstruction when it comes to their investigations, I should say, Ken. So, I don't know what the timetable is for them to make a determination. I certainly don't agree with what was floated out there this week that the NFL would take two bites at the apple and suspend him multiple times for the same thing. I don't think that that's fair or right.
Well, would it be the same thing if it's just new information coming out? Everyone thinks that just because we have depositions, that means nothing new, nothing right. Surprising would come out at trial. But as people could see, and I bring it up, it's kind of a, unfortunately, it's become a comical trial between Johnny Depp and his ex. I mean, we are learning new things every day in trial, some embarrassing facts in trial for both of them that, if the NFL is equipped with new information, why wouldn't they consider another more suspension down the road?
Well, I think part of it, too, depends on what this first suspension is. If this first suspension is light in the form of, let's just say for the sake of conversation, 2 games or 4 games, right? Then maybe. But if they drop the hammer on him right out of the gate, I don't know how or why they would go back and do it a second time. Unless something criminal comes up, right? If this becomes a criminal matter, which, again, have to stress, it's not. This is a civil matter. These are accusations that have been levied against him, and these aren't going to see a courtroom until next spring. You know, the discovery phase. What's interesting to me is the league is going to wrap up their investigation before the court system completes theirs, right? The legal teams for the plaintiffs as well as Watson, they're still going to be doing discovery into July for these civil cases. Yet the NFL is already going to wrap up their investigation. Of course, as we know, the Browns' comprehensive investigation wrapped up a couple months ago.
Dale Ryder joined us on the hotline. So Aditi came on earlier and said, you know, just none of us truly know, but she was speculating 6 games. We've seen a bunch over the last 3 days, say 8 games. If it's anywhere between 6 to 8 games this year, how much should that change the expectation for the Browns and their season?
I would say significantly. If they have to start Jacoby Brissett for half the season, yeah, I think that changes expectations rather significantly. If Watson's available for the whole season, I think that this is a playoff team. So, I think it's fair to say that expectation drops off if you don't have your elite quarterback available to you for half the year. And also keep in mind, too, he didn't play last year. So it will have been a long time since Deshaun Watson's been on a football field playing. So there's going to be some, you know, some rust and things like that. I think it'll take him a little bit to get comfortable within Kevin Stefanski's new offense and whatnot. So it's great that he's in the Bahamas with his teammates this week and they're golfing and bonding and going to get on a field somewhere and do some workouts together and things like that. I've heard stories about him taking the offensive linemen out to dinner at local establishments. So he's doing everything he can from his perspective to form those relationships with his new teammates and really kind of, I guess, get some camaraderie and chemistry and whatnot behind the scenes. But, you know, if he's not able to play until halfway through the season, right, you're talking November, yeah, I don't know that you can have the same expectation that this team's going to play at the level that we think that they're capable of. And from my perspective, again, I think that with Deshaun Watson as their starting quarterback, it is a playoff caliber football team.
Do those trips matter to you when they go to the Bahamas and when quarterbacks take their receivers and other offensive weapons different places? Does that ever matter to you?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I think it's good. It certainly makes for a nice story. It's a nice thing for him to do, certainly. But I'm not sitting there stalking these guys on Instagram. I'm not doing that.
Daryl, how'd you feel about the flight tracking that went down on Browns Twitter yesterday? I know you're a huge fan of Browns Twitter. What did you think of
there wasn't
you
really
saw?
Flight tracking, was there?
Yeah, not only that, they were sharing all the stories to let people know that they're there. They're there. Now they're there.
Are you people nuts? Why would you flight track that type of thing? What, are you people crazy?
Thankfully, I was covering the Cleveland Guardians yesterday, so.
Why do we need to flight track a plane to the Bahamas? Are we afraid it's not going to get there?
I don't know.
This is Bahamas.
I wasn't that concerned.
Me neither. Never mind. The reason I bring it up is I do think personally it's like, hey, there's plenty of married people who go on their honeymoon and they still end up divorced. Like, I don't know if that's
right.
To me, it's just an anecdote. Like, if the Browns win something, somebody on that trip's going to go, you know where it started? Started on a trip to Atlantis.
Right.
Back in May, that's where it starts. Like, that's what it becomes. Or it becomes a footnote, like what happened with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, you know
Cooper
where it fell
and
apart?
OBJ and everything
that
there.
Picture that we took in Wyoming or Montana or whatever it was.
We knew when Baker had to hike up his shorts to show off his thighs, we knew we were going to be in trouble.
Right. Yeah, that's why I said, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me, Ken. It does make for a nice story, but... And again, it's a very generous thing for Deshaun to do, and quite frankly, he can afford to do it based on what he's now being paid. And again, hopefully it helps with some of the disconnect that maybe we saw last year behind the scenes between Baker and his teammates. But again, I mean, Baker did the same thing. They went off on a little preseason retreat, and that didn't seem to get them off on the right foot. But yeah, I'm not going to hate on it. I'm not going to criticize it. But I'm also not going to, you know, say that that's going to be the key to them potentially making the playoffs or competing for a Super Bowl either.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Daryl, David Njoku extension. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to see it happen because I think he's earned it, Ken. I've said this. He's done a 180 in his time here. I've been really impressed with his work ethic. Early in his career, I wasn't very fond of his work ethic, and I made that no secret. But since Kevin Stefanski's arrival, he's really kind of turned it around and really turned his focus to football here. I think he's earned it. I don't know that the Browns right now are in a hurry to maybe extend him or anybody else for that matter. I think that they've got the core guys extended, right? The offensive linemen are extended. Deshaun Watson's taken care of. Amari Cooper, you're set there. Denzel Ward got his extension, and Myles Garrett got his. And you look at those positions, Ken, franchise quarterback, number one wide receiver, guys to protect the franchise quarterback up front, your franchise defensive end, and your Pro Bowl cornerback. Like, those five positions have been paid and taken care of. And as much as Kevin Stefanski loves the tight end in this offense, and again, we don't know what it's going to look like this year with Deshaun, is the tight end as prevalent or as critical to what Kevin Stefanski is going to do offensively as we've seen in his first 2 years, right? So I don't know if they want to commit $10, $12, $14 million a year to a tight end.
Sorry.
I'm just looking over numbers. I'm not seeing earned. I'm seeing the opposite of earned. I've seen a guy that wanted out, re-signed, and I think that's why – not re-signed, but ended up saying he didn't want to get traded. And I think that's why people like him so much, but I don't I just feel like he has never even lived up even remotely to where he was drafted as a tight end. I don't think it's close.
Well, I you know, you're looking at the production and
yes.
Wasn't that what they get paid for?
Well, I understand that, but you know, I don't think that his lack of catching touchdowns is his fault. He's got to be throwing the football. He's got to be put in a position to catch those touchdowns. So I don't necessarily blame him for the numbers. What I'm talking about is the behind the scenes stuff that I've observed that, you know, fans don't see in a box score. And I think that he has done a really good job putting in the work behind the scenes. Now, considering he got the franchise tag this year, right? And he's going to make over $10 million because of that. They brought in their franchise quarterback, and again, he's not suspended right now, so I'm going to speak in terms of that he is available to this team. You solved the quarterback problem, too. So now this year, my expectation is I need to see production in the box score, to your point, Anthony. And if that doesn't happen this year, then yeah, of course, you can't justify paying that kind of money to a player that's not putting up those big numbers. Just like with Amari Cooper, my expectation is you're paying him $6 million more than you were paying Jarvis Landry or Odell Beckham Jr. So yeah, I'm expecting that Amari Cooper's going to have a 1,200-yard receiving season. He's going to score a bunch of touchdowns, make a bunch of explosive plays, you know, be in highlight reels, et cetera, et cetera. Because again, they made the investment at quarterback to bring in whom they believe to be an elite player, and I would agree with them. I think Deshaun Watson is an elite player at that position. He's an electrifying player at that position. So my expectation is that this offense is electrifying this year.
Daryl, we will listen to the podcast. I'm sure it's a good one. We thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
The great Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Yeah.
I need a whole weekend to digest what I'm hearing about Njoku from Browns fans, because normally when a guy doesn't meet,
yeah, I'm sorry,
the production does not meet a guy's draft pick by year five, going into year six, fans are done with them. But fans love Njoku. Where is the disconnect here? Is it because he looks like he should be a freak?
Yeah.
Is it because he's still young? Because Daryl says he put in all the work. Well, is this as good as he's going to get?
I paused. There was that awkward pause because you look like, you looked at around the room like we all had turds hanging out of our mouths. Thad Lewis worked hard. Should I give him $230 million? Like, you're paid for production and what they think you're going to produce in the future. That's what you get contracts for. I mean, there are certain players that get ghost contracts based on what they've done. Guys like Kobe Bryant, you know, all-time legends who they want to make good and make sure people come to see at the ballpark or at the arena or things like that. David Njoku's just not that guy right now. I'm sorry. I mean, if it were in the neighborhood of 9, 10, somewhere in there, fine. But $13 million.
I think people are holding out hope that he's going to be elite. And that's not happening, guys.
I hope he is, but that's not a reason to hand him a contract.
I hope everybody they draft is going to be elite. We have 5 years of a track record here with various schemes.
Yeah.
At times Baker was good, at times Baker was terrible. But it's not like we haven't seen enough. I don't understand.
He looks the part, and if he balls out, I will definitely change my tune. But no, I have to agree with you on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.